always rocking out to it.
After making fun of it because she was popular, right? And that's the way that you one-up somebody who's actually done something is you just have a strong opinion against them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that you get the upper hand somehow in your own little weird, perverted, small world.
It was God a good bless. Album.
And then I started listening to it and go, okay, the songs are catchy, it's well-produced, that Glenn Ballard guy who produced it did a good job. I mean, obviously, it sold 33 million records.
You used to crank it up in your Accord driving down the street.
And then, you know, yeah, because I think the bass lines are kind of cool, it's kind of an interesting, it was different than anything that had come out.
Yeah, it was
up
good.
Until then.
There was no doubt it was good.
You know, Flea played bass on You Oughta Know, I think.
Did he?
Yeah. And that's the song I want to focus on here, You Oughta Know by Alanis
exactly.
Morissette. Because
are we gonna get Brad Sham reading lyrics, you know?
And are you thinking of me when you... It's the worst Brad Sham ever.
It's funny.
Did anyone else do Brad Sham before I did?
No, you were the first one.
Okay,
I just did his laugh.
There is a reason no one did fake Brad Sham.
No one dared.
No one could do it. No one had the talent.
No one dared. It
right.
wasn't that no one had the talent. Is this the least interesting impersonation
no.
ever?
I just did his laugh.
Especially... when he's reading Alanis Morissette lyrics out of Borders. Are you thinking of me, Mr. Duplicity?
That's great. That's
Would
one of Bob's
she
favorite
go
bits.
Clown on you in a theater? Okay, so I'm trying to get organized this year. It's a new year.
Is that
it's
one of
January.
Your goals?
Okay. One of my goals. So I'm working at my in my apartment trying to get it all cleaned up, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I'm doing is trying to consolidate all these old laptops that I have.
You got music on them?
I just got music and files and pictures and documents, and I'm trying to centralize it all in one database. And by the way, I need a program for Mac that finds and eliminates duplicates. Because I hate going through every folder by hand and trying to figure, oh, well, gosh, I can't throw that away. I don't know if I'd have it in another folder or not.
Right.
But I have a bunch of that. Anyway, so if anyone knows a good program in Mac, find duplicates, tell me. But I found something that a P1 sent me, I guess it was earlier last year. I'm going to read you the email.
Okay.
Gordon, back in November, and it'll tie in with Alanis, just don't worry.
All right.
I bring it full circle. Back in November of 07... my band was playing a gig at a local club. Before the show, my singer approached the rest of the band.
Don't read it like that, because okay. we're going to miss the context of it.
Before the show, my singer approached the rest of the band and pointed out a girl in the crowd. He said that he had recently heard a recording of her singing a karaoke version of an Evanescence song, and that she sounded really good on it. He further explained that he was hoping to get into her pants. And asked if we'd be willing to let her sing a song with us. Okay, you see how this is shaping up?
Sure.
Naturally, we're skeptical, but our singer insisted that she sounded good on the recording that he had heard, and since the rest of us were married, we decided to hook a brother up and let her sing with us in hopes that we could live vicariously through our singer. So, it was decided that at some point during the second set, we would invite her up to sing Alanis Morissette's You Oughta Know, as it was the only song that we really knew that featured a female vocalist. So our singer told her to expect that song. So she came armed with a sheet of lyrics and said she had been practicing before the gig. From the first moment she took the stage, we knew that we were in for some classic audio gold.
Oh, no.
And her performance did not disappoint. I mixed and recorded all our gigs, so I was rolling tape that night. Sorry for the long story, but I hope you enjoy this as much as me and my bandmates have over the years. So as I was cleaning out my computer, I found this audio of this woman singing.
Have I heard this before?
I'm not going to play it for you today. So anyway, I just want to tell you that story. And
come on.
All right.
Have I heard this? Have you played this for me before?
I don't think you've ever heard it, Georgia.
I don't think I have either.
Okay, so here is anonymous girl that the lead singer is trying to get in the pants of, who has sworn that she's a good singer. The lead singer, man, she can really sing.
Yeah, she's got pipes, so really.
So... he is completely deluded by the uptops and the promise of the Happy Valley, right? So listen to this girl's performance with the man. This is her vocal mic isolated.
Okay.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you.
She's He's Billy Goatin' a little bit.
I want nothing but the best for you both. Handle the version of me. Would she perverted it like me? Would she go you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? And every time you speak your name, does she know how you told me and hold me until you died? Till you died, but you're still alive, and I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the crust you bear that you give to me. You ought to know.
Yeah.
Who the hell is cheering? She's missed the verse here.
You
seem
very well.
Well,
she's Billy Goat.
She's so nervous. She's Billy Goat.
Well, I'm not quite as well. I thought you should know.
We're back on now. Yeah. We're on.
Did you forget about me?
We're back on.
Mr. Duplicity. Did you forget about me? The dinner.
What?
This is a step in the face. How quickly I was replaced. Did you thinking of me when you f***ed her? Don't even change what's the man. I'm telling you, close your eyes. And you know it. And every time I scratch my nails on someone else's back, I hope you feel
it's
it.
It's the spoken word version.
Can you feel it? Well, I'm here to deny me.
Somebody shoot this elk.
I feel bad that you gave to me.
I miss
it. Not fair to deny me.
I got it.
I think she fell into the bass drum there.
Oh no, she's in pain. Rather misery.
Man, we can't hit that.
Son, we need a headshot, quick.
Close your eyes.
I mean, it's
and you know it. And every time you scratch my nails down someone else's back, I hope you feel it. Well, can you feel it?
Oh, please
well,
don't.
I'm here to remind
I can't
you
take it.
Of the
we got to stop.
You left when now, you went
run
away.
This far. Gotta make it to the end.
Not there to deny me of the crush you bear. You had to know it. Left and you went away. Not there to deny me of the cross you bear that you gave to me. You had to know.
Man. Two things.
Yeah. Yeah, what are your reviews? I want to know your opinion on this.
Number one.
Not that bad, right?
That's the fear you have if you're ever going to sing a song in public, that it's going to go like that. You're going to forget the words. It's going to be out of your range.
You develop Billy Goat voice.
Yeah, Billy Goat voice, and that's your fear. The other thing I wonder is, even after that, did that guy in the band take it as far as to say, hey, girl,
yeah,
that
man,
was great.
You're great,
was,
guy.
Nailed it.
You
that
know
was
what?
Awesome.
A little nervous. That's understandable.
It's okay, girl.
Is
that's
he all
really
still,
good.
Was he still trying to talk his way into it? Is he still
yes.
trying to talk his way past the...
Probably so. Poor girl.
Man,
she's so nervous.
I'm telling
you. To hear her voice quiver. And...
There is no greater chubby killer to me than hearing that. I don't care how good looking she was. After that, I would have been completely out on that.
You just would have walked out
yeah.
of the club?
Just would have walked out, asked the bouncer to throw her out of the club. If I'm the lead singer, I have nothing to do with her after that point.
And she wasn't real familiar with
well,
the song.
Well, she like wouldn't. That's the other thing. By the singer ought to know by the way she sings. She's not willing to open her mouth all the way.
Or take the clothespin off her nose.
Man, that band. How many times do you think they get together and play that?
I don't know. But here's the difficult part of this.
Uh-oh.
Is that this is a local band. So there's a very good chance that that girl is hearing this for the very first time in her life. And she's remembering back to that moment. But she thought, here it was. It was 5 years ago.
Just a one-off thing.
She's in the clear. She's half a decade has gone by. This audio, I don't even think they're recording the show, right? Because I've never heard about it. And now she's with her husband and her two kids and they're... She's coming back from dropping her off to school, and she turns on the ticket.
Well, she's still anonymous. Her friends are going to know that's her.
You think?
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to know.
What if they were there that night?
Then they might. They may remember it.
I want to see if you are that girl. I want to see a picture of you and see if you're that hot. I want to see if your hotness can overcome that performance. Because I'm telling you, hearing that turns my Audi into an Innie. Thank you.
I thought it was great. Yeah. Just like the guy in the band, I thought she really had some moments there. Yeah. All right, it's 9:32 here on Sports.